morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you.
Yes,
you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Wow.
What she said was, she said, fuck me, you faggot.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hot.
That's I'm fucking like hot,
conflicted.
Dude.
I get why.
That's not. Shut up. Don't be conflicted. Who cares?
Stop with your ego. Shut
it's
up.
It's not an ego thing. It's, I don't know.
It is.
It is an ego thing. It is. It's
just
what it
let
is.
Go, Joe. Is. Just let go.
You'll get, dude, you'll just keep going down the path. It gets
you
more fun.
You got to, dude, the rabbit hole gets even better.
The rabbit hole, just, yes.
Dude, your butthole gets looser.
Do not question it. Just run. Just go full force.
Before you know it, someone's riding you and you're jerking off a strap on. Before you know it.
It happens, bro. And it's a good time.
Sometimes.
I wouldn't mind being in that position. All right.
It's not a bad one. It's not.
Dude, just like that Oasis song, I'm going to roll with it.
You do not get rid of this girl by any stretch of imagination. Keep her close.
You hang on to her and you encourage her.
That is a goddamn gem.
It's just a friend that has a boyfriend.
You give her bad ideas.
Hold on loosely, bro.
Yeah.
But don't let go.
See?
Speaking of hanging on loosely, I was cyberbullied for being a black feminist.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice if you want to get in contact via the interwebs. We are live. Today is Wednesday, August 6, 2014 on morelikeradio.com. Go to morelikeradio.com/live to be in the chat room during the show or download all the shows at morelikeradio.com/downloads. So just a few days away from the live event.
A few days.
2 days, 18 hours, and some change.
Not that anybody's counting.
We have a counter.
I'm flying out there tomorrow.
The website's counting.
Why?
Because there's a countdown on the website.
Who put that there?
Dennis did.
He's an asshole.
He's our web admin.
Oh.
Yay, Dennis.
Who else is going to put it up?
So, we are live, of course. No John today. We have, of course, Sean Werders.
Who?
Marie Lopez.
Me!
Big Booby D.
Me!
And Producer Dutch. Yep.
with his handsome haircut, he looks so hot.
Yes. Well.
This is going on like 3 weeks in a row that you guys are doing, making me uncomfortable.
You're making us uncomfortable by being so hot.
Yeah, you're giving me a boner, bro. I don't appreciate it.
Stop being so attractive.
Making me uncomfortable in my pants. So you're stupid. So we are live, and like I said, the live event is August 9th, this Saturday.
Saturday.
Just Jakes.
This Saturday.
That's the day after Friday, bro.
1 to 4 p.m. Oh, it's Saturday.
People are going to start coming in tomorrow, and then we have the roast on brain stew, and then just
now, what is
party.
Brain stew?
Nothing after August 29th, am I right, guys?
Whoa! What, up top!
What he
high
said.
Five. High five. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh,
live event, Saturday, August 9th, Just Jake's,
yes,
just Montclair, Jake's. New Jersey.
It's a,
1 to 4 p.m. Yes, it is an afternoon event, so no excuses about having to stay up late. No.
And on top of that, it's $10 suggested donation at the door. But we will be, we have plenty of giveaways. We have two Chromecasts that we're giving out. We have two $50 Amazon gift cards that we're giving out.
CZW DVDs from our CZW sponsors. We have some porn from Adam and Eve.
A fantastic copy of Crossbones.
Yes, that's right. Crossbones came in the mail today.
Hold on a second.
That's basically John's.
You can't give that out.
No, my friend, I'm going to burn it. I'm going to rip it.
Oh.
And then give it away.
Okay.
Here it is, right here, Crossbones.
There it is. And by the way,
You could be the lucky winner.
Give it to Royce.
What we're doing now that we have this, and I will announce right now, next week on Dutch and Royce, we will be doing Crossbones.
Hold it up, Royce.
For We Are Better Than the Movies.
I was about to ask that, yeah.
You're so far away.
There you go. There it is.
We listen, or we watch.
We are. We were.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
And just to whet up
I'm so excited!
You should have known better.
Just to whet everyone's appetite, The Treasure Claims All That Seek It, a reality show-based treasure hunt that promises riches for the lucky finder, becoming a terrifying trap when the contestants accidentally unleash an ancient deadly curse and must race to get off the island alive, the curse of red blood. A deadly pirate rules the island, and the only way to break his chains is through bloodshed and red
blood.
Is this
supposed to be a reality show?
And yes. Are you supposed to be a reality show?
Very real, but this just
you're not
ridiculous.
That real.
You're not keeping
you're
not it real.
You're not real because you never
you're not real. Damn it!
You never post hashtag real talk at the end of your thing, so you're just a poser.
Faker,
you're such a poser.
Sorry,
but you still wear Airwalks, poser.
Bitch.
So anyway, live event. Dutch is going to be there. I cannot wait to kiss his beautiful face.
Me neither.
Everybody, stop threatening to kiss my face.
There's it's no, not a threat.
It's not
sweetheart.
A threat if you
Dutch,
deliver.
Dude, everyone
I don't
is
do this anymore.
Yes, you do. You have to.
Fucking Joe's going to try and molest me. Now you.
Okay,
just,
Dutch,
like
let me go over the dares that have happened. There have been several dares, challenges, and threats being made over the past several months through
even
more,
super sloppy double dares.
Yes.
Through all the More Like Radio podcasts. So
Mark Summers is God.
He is.
I will recount for the people that don't know. So Royce and Joe are hosting the live event. Uh-huh. Joe said to me that he wanted to give me a kiss on the lips. And I said, that's fine, as long as you kiss every other person on the station first. So he's been dared to kiss every single person, including you, so you can't get out of it, okay?
Because you're on the station.
I don't have to go along with this.
No, you do.
I don't care if he kisses you or not. So
No, you have to.
Yeah, you will. You know what? You better go to the bathroom.
He's going
to do it. If you don't do it voluntarily, then you better go to the bathroom with your drinks in hand, because it's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Joe's going to be mighty upset if you don't go along with
it. What I am saying is I am going to roofie you, Dutch.
I'm going to as well.
We can't all roofie Dutch.
Yes, we can.
Because I was going to roofie him too. And if we all roofie Dutch.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't agree to any of this, by the way.
So I shouldn't roofie him?
No, I'm doing it.
Well, I was going to...
Let's just all do it. Let's just to be safe.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of kissing...
I haven't seen any of this.
Speaking of kissing, man charged with violating Virginia's French kiss law.
Oh, no.
Why do they have
and
one
that's why they call me the Segway Kid. Virginia made national
Nobody
news...
Nobody calls you that.
They will now. Virginia made national headlines in 2008 when the state lawmakers made it illegal for an adult to use his or her tongue while kissing a child. The what? So-called...
What?
Well,
I mean,
that took a hard left.
I agree with that one.
What?
You know, there's too much government.
That descriptor was not in the title of that story, and it totally gave a whole new meaning. At first I was like, French kissing, that's a stupid law to have.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it must have been from like the 1840s,
nope.
Something silly.
It was
silly.
From the 2008s.
Nope.
2008.
Nailed it.
So who broke the law?
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
The so-called French kiss law was signed to by Virginia then Governor Tim Kaine.
You know what? No, I applaud that man for telling people not to French kiss children.
My problem is that how bad was the problem that they had to enact a law?
Really?
Like how bad was there? There was just mass Virginians kissing little boys, like and girls.
Jones on the floor. You have the floor,
Virginia.
Yes,
must
I want to enact. There is a widespread disease of people kissing their animals and kids on the mouth. Like they literally had to sit up there in state Congress and talk about it.
Listen,
this.
We don't have time for this. We're dealing with a bunch of Dutch pedophiles. Give us a second. We'll go back to it. The so-called French kiss law was signed. The fast forward 6 years, and it appears someone has been arrested for the first time for breaking the law. Police arrested Eric Alessandro Hernandez Tellez, 21. That's his full name. Not the 21 part. That's a number.
How many?
But everything else was his name.
But how many last names?
I'll read it again.
Okay.
Eric. Not Alessandro. Not with an X, with a Z. Alessandro. Hernandez.
Tellez.
With a Z,
of course.
Because he's awesome.
Tellez.
21.
And maybe like a little thing over the last E there. Yeah.
For sexually assaulting a 12-year-old female acquaintance, police said. Specifically, Tellez was...
Are they acquaintances if they're French kissing?
Well, specifically, Tellez was charged with violating Virginia Code 8, whatever, which states, and I'll read this, any person 18 years of age or older who, with lascivious intent, kisses a child under the age of 13 on the mouth while knowingly and intentionally penetrating the mouth of such a child with his tongue is guilty of class 1 misdemeanor.
I feel dirty now.
A lascivious
That's
intent.
Disgusting. Do you know how germy those kids' mouths are?
Riley Ingram sponsored the 2008 bill. He said he believed this was the first time anyone had been arrested for breaking
the law. I mean,
there's
probably popsicle sticky juices all over the side of the mouth.
No.
You don't know how many creamsicles they were eating.
You don't?
And, you know,
hit them little niggas with a freeze.
They just pick up things with their hands and then shove their full hands into their mouth and just lick their fingers and then pick their nose and then put it back in there.
I have an interview with this gentleman. If you'd like to hear, he doesn't understand why he was arrested. I think it's just audio, but I think he pulled it up.
Because you were making out with a kid, dude.
Hold on.
Thank you, Chelsea. New at 11, the first person to be arrested for breaking the state's French kiss law is...
Okay, why is this tranny doing the news? Because that was really bad.
Well, let me see his face.
Listen to him.
Thank you, Chelsea. New at 11, the first person to be arrested for breaking the state's French kiss law is speaking from behind bars tonight. Police say Eric Tellez and
Lucy Wright... I personally voted against it, but for some reason the state has a problem with it.
Okay.
Law is speaking from behind bars tonight. Police say Eric Tellez, whom you see right there, sexually assaulted a 12-year-old girl in his Henrico home back in July. He was arrested Saturday and charged under the so-called French kiss law, signed in 2008, stating that no one over 18 can French kiss a child under 13. Tellez,
not even in the butthole. Damn fuck it. This country.
What is
answered
going
our
on?
Questions through a translator says the alleged victim
through a translator.
Him in the case used to hang out with a group of people that taunted him every day while he walked to his sister's house.
Marie, yes?
I would like for everyone on Hippo Juice right now to think of a worst case scenario where you would have to French kiss a child for the sake of the child.
If my hands,
what if it was an accident while you were giving the mouth to mouth?
I was going
to
say, if my hands are handcuffed behind me, and they're choking on something, and the only way to get it out is to use my tongue, I think I shouldn't go to jail for that.
That's valid. I think that's valid.
Sean, give an example.
I'm sorry, Dutch. Are you 100% positive it's not that?
I didn't say that. I said highly doubt.
Okay.
Sean.
Okay. Here we go. The law states that if you penetrate said child's mouth with your tongue,
it only says mouth. You're right.
Well, so even worse.
If you French kiss his butthole, there is no law on the books saying not to do that.
I don't think Sean was following the premise that I was going for, but okay. If you want to be even creepier, sure. Dutch, you want to give a go at,
you want to kiss a 12-year-old Dutch?
A reason
or what?
You would have to kiss a 12-year-old to help that child.
Where it's not sexual. It cannot be sexual.
Aside from the reason you're given, like if your hands are tied, I can't think of anything.
What if
you're going to let the kid die?
Of Lolita?
You're going to let the kid die, Dutch. Good job.
You just don't have a vivid imagination. Now, here's my theory. What if What if this kid had a severe case of dry mouth situation and they could not produce their own saliva?
I get it. I'm liking
what the
this.
Hell are you supposed to do outside this. Of rubbing your tongue against their tongue to produce moisture so that they don't have...
I don't know. Get them water.
Water, yeah.
Here you go, kid. Drink this water.
No, but the saliva in an adult has stronger enzymes for breaking down food. Otherwise, they're going to have rotten teeth.
I think Marie wants to make out with a kid.
Yeah, quit it.
No, it's not. Making out, it is producing saliva for the child so that the child can break down food.
Then legally you have to spit it into a glass and then make the child drink
now,
it.
Now, speaking of giving bodily fluids away, Texas mother sets Guinness Book of World Records for giving away the most breast milk.
What?
Denton mother set Guinness Book of World Record for donating breast milk with 414 gallons. Yes, Marie.
Now, you're saying donating, so does that mean that the Guinness World Record is still available for selling the most?
No, here's
breast
what
milk.
Happened. Every morning, kids would go outside their window with their cereal, and she would just squirt some milk in it. Like, beep, beep. Like,
nice.
Squish, squish. And then they would go eat their yes, Sean.
Is it necessary for me to hold my hand up in the air the entire time I'm asking a question like Marie just did? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, good job. So, yes, Marie.
I don't think Sean appreciates the fact that I am being respectful of everyone's time.
Now, Dutch, put your hand down. Fine, Dutch. Go ahead. Go, Dutch.
I'm smelling my pits.
Oh, stop it. This is...
I thought you were showing off your sweet
everyone
tattoo.
Everyone has.
Oh, yeah, my gay tattoo? Oh, yeah.
Royce, Sean has a question.
Yes, Sean.
Oh, my God. Can't you see that this question is important by the fact that I'm holding up my arm in the air with the other arm while resting said arm on the back of my head?
Yeah, Sean, you can use the restroom. It's fine.
Thank you.
A North Texas mother has shattered a world record by donating roughly 414 gallons of breast milk. Guinness World Records.
Just doing an impression of a monkey.
Guinness Book of World Records announced Monday that Alyssa Ogletree, terrible tight end of Denton, set the record. You ruined mine too. Fuck that Ogletree. Fucking has one amazing game, and
one
then he gives
awesome game.
And then his wife gives away breast milk, and then he sucks. Fuck this guy. I don't know. KXAS TV reports that Ogletree donated more than 53,000 ounces in March. That I wish John would tell us how many hat boxes that was. That's more than three times the previous record.
Can you translate that to gallons for me? I can't envision ounces.
414.
404. 400.
She's gonna produce that much?
Uh huh.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Her mother was a bovine.
That blew my mind for a second. That really blew my mind. How flat are her tits?
I don't know. I mean, she's disgusting, if that helps.
That's like equivalent to a cow.
No, because I'd fuck a cow.
Was she hooked up to some sort of machine that was pumping it out of her?
Her hands?
She averages 130 ounces a day.
Yup.
How much would she have to? How many times would she have to pump to get that many gallons?
All day. She could do it all day.
I can do this all day.
All day.
Yeah, I got it all day.
I can do this all day.
I wonder if she just has. She probably has like a.
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day too.
Listen.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day. I'll do it all day.
That's my favorite long.
That's actually audio of her donating breast milk.
Why?
Because her husband was really against it, and she just wanted to do it all day.
Okay.
I picture. I hope like he created some kind of fancy like bra that has. Them in so it's just always going, but she can still do other stuff during the day.
No, D, what I picture is some sort of Rube Goldberg machine where it's like Pee-wee, like the way he makes breakfast, like you know, like, and then it finally hooks up to her breast and sucks the milk out. It's not very efficient, but it's funny.
Okay.
I think matter of fact, I think it's an okay. I think it's okay goes next video. The previous record holder is Amelia Boomker of Chicago. She gave more than 16,000 ounces to an Indiana donation center.
Okay. I didn't realize there was such a demand for this.
Breast milk?
Oh,
like
yeah.
People are just, yeah, you're just donating or
I have.
I only drink the finest breast milk.
I have
milk.
Another question.
Yes, Marie.
Is the
put your hand? No, her hand's
not
here.
Oh, yes, Marie.
I have an, okay.
Hold it up the whole time.
I'm holding it up. Did she have a certain
put
time?
Put your hand down. You look ridiculous.
Oh, sorry.
Who's talking?
No, me.
Put your hand down. Oh, hey.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Did she have a time frame to do this?
That's all the story says. And there's no actual... I mean, wouldn't it get hurt after a while? That's a lot to come out of a little openings.
I think my hands would start to get tired.
You would be sore at first, but after a while, you would develop very strong muscles.
Ah, yes. Kind of like butt sex. Sean, next
for
story.
Speaking of butt sex, Chubby Checker and Hewlett Packard settle a lawsuit over penis measuring app.
Hewlett Packard, the company that does like
computers
yeah.
Got them.
Good luck sleeping tonight, Jonathan Hewlett-Packer.
Chubby Checker, the musician.
The musician. The singer. Chubby Checker has settled the law.
There was an app called Chubby Checker, which was an app to check the size of your penis on your phone.
I like it.
Made by Hewlett-Packer?
Made by Hewlett-Packer.
Hewlett-Packer decided that they needed to make an app to measure your penis.
Sean, you want to read it?
Let's see here.
Let me see if I can find this app.
I'm going to see if I can find this app.
You do that. The singer Chubby Checker has settled a lawsuit in which he accused Hewlett-Packard Company of using his trademark name without permission on a software app that purported to measure the size of a man's penis. HPE denied liability in agreeing to settle with Checker, whose given name is...
Go ahead.
Ernest Evans. But agreed not to make future use of his stage name, likeness, or related trademarks. The settlement was disclosed in a Tuesday filing.
Well, this is
a
terrible version. That is a terrible version. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I didn't play that one first.
There you go.
Checker, 72, is best known for his 1960 song, The Twist, a number one hit on Billboard Magazine's Top 100, blah, 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 dance craze. In February 2013, lawsuit against HP and its Palm unit. The singer objected to HP having in October.
Twist and measure an app and twist and Hewlett-Packard gives you sizes. You can check on your phone. It's so easy.
But Chubby Checker is such a good name for this app. What would you name your penis size checking app?
The Dong Docker.
That's not bad. That's not dong bad.
Docker. The Schlong Sizer.
That's a good one, Schlong too. Sizer. It's a good one, too.
Dick Check?
Dick Check's simple. I would have gone with that.
Dick Check.
Ooh, the PB Herman.
That's really good, too. I like
we
it.
We might get a lawsuit from Pee-wee Herman, though.
Oh, shit.
Nah, he'll probably be excited for it.
The Man Meat? Man Meat Meter?
Meat meter.
Meat meter. Yeah, that's
meat meter.
A little less wordy, a little less alliteration.
I can only think about, you need to mesh
estimation with penis somehow.
I can only think about like workout stuff for your boners, like the boner toner. That's nice, good. Like a Thighmaster for your boner.
Oh, that would be a good crossover sale for Toner Ink for their printers.
Boner toner.
Yeah.
Right, but it tones your
because
boner.
Once you measure the penis, then you can do a printout read, you know.
Oh, he's got a boner.
And it connects to the Wi-Fi of the Hewlett-Packard printer. It's like super easy.
Stop looking at my pants, Dutch.
Is anyone else wondering what size Chubby Checker's dick is now? Because that's all I can think
about.
Well,
he's a black guy. I mean,
well, he also has some tight pants.
Look at those jeans he's wearing. I bet he's got.
Oh,
yeah, but he's got some massive bulge going on there in those jeans.
Yeah,
those really hips don't lie, bro. Mm-mm. They took the fucking thing down in September of 2012.
Yeah, I can't find it. I was looking for it.
Language. They didn't even create it. That's what HP says. I don't know. A bunch of legal jargon. Who gives a shit? But, yeah. The moral of the story, kids, Chubby Checker has a huge cock.
The moral of the story
is... Speaking of penises.
Don't fight Chubby Checker.
An Alabama man claims penis was amputated by mistake.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Knock it out
of
the park.
Looks like someone picked a batch of whoopsie-daisies.
Oopsies.
If I had...
I don't even know why that one played.
That was the sound effect he made when he actually amputated his penis off.
Now, how did this...
It looks like someone, whatever.
How did this happen?
An Alabama man who went into a hospital last month...
Yeah, that's going
to
happen.
For a circumcision, awoke after surgery to find his penis had been amputated.
So he went for a run-of-the-mill circumcision and got his dick cut off.
Well, how small was
my
his
dick? My client is devastated, said Banks attorney John Gates.
Oh, there
biggest understatement of all time.
No shit!
What is he upset about?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
What is your penis for anyway, other than peeing?
For peeing, stupid!
No, other than that.
Oh. Can't think of a thing.
See? What do you need it for? It's like an appendix, really.
He should just wear a strap-on for the rest of his life.
It used to do something important, but we don't know what it does now. Take it out of there.
It's
Banks,
not.
Who is married and does not work due to a disability, aside from his missing penis, does not recall the precise date of the incident, but believed it occurred in June. How do you not, like, how are you going to celebrate the anniversary of your penis's death?
He blacked out. And,
how do you forget that?
That's called
I don't know what day it was, but they totally took my penis.
That's called repression.
A lot of crazy shit happens in Tijuana.
Weeks ago, I'm not sure. This isn't like misplacing where you put your sandals. Like they took your penis off.
can't find my sandals, bro.
Yeah, I can't find my penis. Shut up.
How did you lose your penis?
Amputation. A spokeswoman for the hospital's parent company said...
Said my bee.
My bee, yeah, bro.
Allegations were without merit.
It's easy to prove. Does he have a penis or not? Does he have a penis or not? Or
does he not?
The head of medicine at that hospital said, my bad.
Sorry, bro.
Dr. House is on vacation.
Wait, are you sure you didn't ask for it to be amputated?
I'm pretty sure. I don't usually go into the hospital and say, hey.
Nurse, check his records.
Could you cut my dick off?
Nurse, check his records. See if it says, order dick to be cut off.
No. God, do I wish it was the early 90s. That's such a great Lorena Bobbitt joke.
Go for it.
No, I'm not going to do it now. I'm just saying, man, a 90s comedian would have murdered with this
story.
All right,
let's get in the time machine. Well,
who's the nurse? Lorena Bobbitt?
You know that, maybe you shouldn't have said that.
Because she cut someone's penis off.
Roy Black on crack in the chat says, fucking nurses always double check if you have checked the box right. One for circumcision, two for total penis removal. Why do they put them so close together?
Why are those boxes next to each other?
But it's very odd.
They should really separate them further.
Wait, well, on what form do you get that says fucking penis removal? Oh, why?
It's in the same form, the French kissing law. They put them together. It's the same form.
That's how they fucking wedge these laws through, bro. It's ridiculous.
It's the fucking lobbyists, man. They try to put something in there so that they can get a little something on the side, and all of a sudden your penis is gone.
Well, if you're going to grease my dick, then I'm going to grease your dick. Then everybody's going to have greased dicks, and they're going in my mouth.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Names are Urology Centers of Alabama and Dr. Vincent Michael Bivens.
Of Belle Biv DeVoe?
That's not...
Urology
Dr.
Center?
Dr. Vincent Michael
Urology
Bivens.
Center? More like Myology Center.
No, that's... Urology is relating to the...
No, Myology.
No.
Bivens was treating Banks for conditions that led to the circumcision, the suit says. What kind of conditions lead to having to get a circumcision?
Small dick.
I don't know. Maybe infection.
Maybe the skin was overgrowing. Ooh, and it was just
It's not a hedge!
No, that's not how that works.
It's not an overgrown hedge!
It was like, it was hanging off like...
No!
That's not how foreskin works,
No,
Steve.
It's not like ivy. It isn't.
What if he just happened to have a disease where his foreskin grew really, really long?
And then that would be awesome.
And what disease would that be?
Foreskinitis.
I don't know. Let me Google if there's
foreskin
such
nails.
As foreskin.
It's like when you see a guy wear a sock, except it's just his forehead. Or
foreskin problems.
Yeah.
Yo, foreskin problems every day.
# foreskin problems. Put them on the board, please.
Yeah.
You guys can't handle
stenosis,
my foreskin.
The condition occurs when the foreskin.
Oh my God! I love
pulled back.
I love having a delicious thermosis with breakfast, like cantaloupe in the morning.
No,
listen, I'll go crazy. I'll have a couple of thermosis in the morning, maybe like a couple little eggs, bacon.
You're thinking mimosas? Cantaloupe. No. It's a drink. Mimosa, thermosis is something different. Is your dick?
Which is the foreskin one?
The thermosa.
Then I'm right. I have a couple of thermosis in the morning.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
You might want to see a doctor about that.
Yeah, that is.
There is a photo thingamawatsit on a
of a
where
dick?
You just call it long foreskin overhang. Whoa!
Do it.
That what was, just happened? Why? That was fitting music.
I don't know.
That wasn't me.
I really didn't do anything.
Oh,
I have the story open.
Oh, there's so many penises with long foreskins hanging off on this.
they're so long. They're called five skins.
Oh no!
You're just dropping.
I am dropping. Yeah, bro. I am dropping hilarious jokes tonight. I am on fire.
He's filling in for John, bro. John's not here.
Oh my God!
John's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit.
All right, well, here you go.
Royce is John's spirit animal.
You know what? I just discovered something.
Penises on the internet?
No, I already knew about that. What I discovered.
Yes! The best drop in America!
Burn!
Woo!
Got her!
What I discovered is one thing singular can be sexy, but if repeated over and over again, it becomes hilarious.
Okay.
And penises are one of them.
No penises.
You look at a bunch of penises over and over again, it stops being sexy and starts being very hilarious.
Oh my
Marie,
God,
stop!
Like, yeah.
What?
Stop with the penises.
What?
Oh, holy Jesus.
Why wouldn't you... it's child abuse if you don't circumcise your kid. Come on.
Fuck you, bro. No, go kiss my ass. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not circumcised.
And I'm looking at
and
this
my penis
doesn't
smell.
I'm and looking
at the foreskin nonsense.
I mean.
Oh.
Not a fan of foreskin, huh, Dutch?
No, I'm not.
No, I wouldn't put that pig in my mouth.
Dutch is just upset.
Either.
Oh, these two are docking. Look.
Whoa.
Yeah, no. Come on, man. Come on.
They're taking our bit, Royce.
It's not a bit. It's a lifestyle.
Well, they're taking our lifestyle, and I don't appreciate it.
There are a lot of dongs.
He touched my penis with his penis.
You relax.
What's going on? What's with this weird little tippy here?
Which one?
This does not look right.
I know. The ones where it like folds over the tip, and it's just
and
like
it's
a little...
None of it looks right. It's foreskin. That's not normal.
Well, no, it's normal. Everybody's
actually,
born with
actually,
it.
Not America.
Well,
forget it. Just don't worry about it.
I mean, they were born with it.
I wonder why Kohler and Moen haven't gotten in on this.
Not have foreskin anymore.
I know that, D. I'm not retarded.
Dutch
well,
and I
you
are.
Sounded
you
retarded.
Really acted. Stop doing retarded.
Hey, last point out that you freaks should not be allowed to exist.
It, yeah.
Ugh, get the cut off, dude.
You guys stop picking on Dutch.
No, I'm not. I'm going to cut my dick off.
Nasty. I don't like it.
I'm circumcised as well, so, I mean, I'm on Dutch's side here.
Okay,
you
good
are,
for you.
You're not.
No, I'm circumcised.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, high five.
High five for Dutch.
I wear with a badge of pride.
We'll touch tips on Saturday, bro.
My dick has a sheath.
Yeah, tip assist.
My dick has a sheath and yours doesn't. You guys, just you know, your barbaric ways cutting people. You just want to cut dicks, little kids' dicks, bro. That's fine on whatever. And you want to do it old school way, like suck it like a rabbi.
So
no, that's different.
You want to suck it like a rabbi.
So nasty.
No,
speaking of penises,
my brother, all my siblings, well, except for my older sister, but all my siblings are like, nope, I'm definitely circumcising all my kids.
Wow!
For some reason, my
really,
mom
really, you're
full of
hollow.
Hollow.
Let me get this right.
Brothers. Listen,
let me get no.
Extra.
You listen to me. Really, the Van Wingerden clan is something that is that cares about their looks and are narcissists. No fucking way.
Listen, my mom stopped circumcising my brothers after me, so I was the last one. So Dan, Chris, Chubbs, all of them, they all got their, they got the hood. Ugh. Oh,
the
gross.
Sheath, the dick sheath.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh,
yes.
That's so nasty.
Well, speaking of penises,
go on.
Runner uses Nike app to draw penises.
You can suck my penis.
There is a San Francisco-based runner who is using the GPS on her Nike app to draw run pictures of penises, dogs, space invader, aliens, all on her Nike map. That is a very dedicated and tiring way for a dick pic.
Now, there's a picture in the chat room. Basically, what she does is, those running apps that basically trace, you know, where you run on a Google Maps. Well, she draws. She runs. I mean, you know how annoying it is. You know, fuck this bitch. Because I'm looking at her. Oh, there's another penis. Is this all she does? Is draw penises?
No, she draws other things too.
How
I like penises.
I want Kevy to start doing this.
Yeah.
He always posts his runs.
Yeah.
He doesn't post a run of a penis.
D-Boy says, any other show would probably consider it an issue if the phrase speaking of penises came up at least twice a week. twice every
single
show.
We're doing God's work, and don't worry.
We're doing just fine.
Later on in the second half, we have something for the ladies. We have an Exo Jane article.
Was hot.
Once a week, we're having one.
I thought the dick talk was for the ladies.
Well,
yeah,
well
say,
no,
that's
for
doing,
me.
Man?
It was
okay. Rephrase.
It was those two creeps' idea to look up foreskin problems.
Who?
Okay,
what two creeps?
First off,
I don't have foreskin, bro. Come at me, bro.
Foreskin problems.
Come at me, bro.
I'm circumcised.
Me too.
Anywho, yes, Kevin should totally draw penises with his running.
Get on it, Kevin.
Do you think that this woman ever intended? Well, I guess she had to. She was posting this on the internet. I was going to say to have somebody blog about her running habits.
But is it her blog?
I imagine she's very impressed with herself.
Yeah. I mean, she's running like 5 miles.
All these are actually kind of cool.
Yeah,
she probably shows them to all her friends and is obnoxious about it.
I know.
She'd stop. We get it. You run a lot and you drop
shapes. You know how far that is? That's like at least 10 miles every
day. Hey, Susan, check this out.
Yeah.
Look what I did last week. I made this shit. It looks like Pac-Man.
I will up that, and I have a Q-bert to show you.
Oh, my. And they say it really loud because they want to engage other people.
Right.
But other people don't give a shit about them, and they're
just
annoying.
How much we're working out? This is how much we are. Q-Bert and Pac-Man size. What about you?
It's this person. Her name is Claire Wyclough. She just said, she's just trying to save the world, you know.
No, one penis at a time.
This is being sarcastic. The copywriter and voiceover artist developed a habit of draw running, planning out her routes with GPS to form pictures on the Nike map. Mostly, she likes to draw penises.
Hot.
Every Claire I've ever met has been a complete whore.
Really?
Two. I don't know why I just thought of that randomly.
Well,
I don't know.
If statistics show that two out of the two Claires he met are whores.
I mean...
That's good math. And if we learn anything about math from last night's Dutch and Roy's.
Well, speaking of jerk.
You know what? I was still angry about that the next morning.
I know you were. That's why I brought up. I knew I was going to piss you guys off.
I was thinking about it. Like, I was walking to my next meeting, and I'm like, freaking green hats and golf clubs. And I still don't understand what they were trying to do.
Sleeping bag. And
I don't even remember what math problem it was supposed to help me remember. And so it didn't work, and it just made me angry.
What Marie and I are referencing, if you guys don't listen to Dutch and Royce, go pick that up on morelikeradio.com and download Dutch and Royce's show from last night.
Good job, producer Dutch.
Marie, did you want to read the apple pie story that you were telling me earlier? Because this story made me very happy.
It's a short one.
And by the way, it's on a few different sites.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
It caught my attention. It just, the title said, man buys 23 Burger King apple pies to spite a small child.
Mm-hmm. Was it my ex-husband?
Now,
maybe.
Whoa.
Now, here,
sounds like we do.
Here's the story. It says, apparently after waiting in line in front of a careless mother and her screaming small child, a man who was having a bad day and a headache decided to ruin that family's day. The child was screaming, I want a fucking pie! So the man bought every last pie, all 23 of them, and walked out of the Burger King.
That's hilarious.
Good for him.
That guy rules.
You want me to read what he said? This is the guy talking. When behind me comes the woman yapping on her cell phone with a little monster kid screaming, I want a fucking apple pie, like Marie said. This kid was out of control, screaming, punching his mother, throwing around a Game Boy whenever somebody didn't go to the right game. He says the mom paid more attention to her phone than to the kid who was screaming about how much he wanted an apple pie. The customer said he's already had a bad headache, got worse, and he asked the mother nicely to please quiet your kid down. Immediately, she got in the face, telling him, I can't tell her nothing about raising her child and to mind my own business, recalls a customer who said the mom rubbed in by calling her kid sweetie and assuring him he was getting his apple pie. By the time the customer got to the front of the line, he says he could only think about how the loudmouth Brad and his mom spoiled his trip to Burger King. Well, to be fair, going to Burger King is spoiling a trip to Burger King.
Who goes inside to fast food restaurants?
I don't know. Homeless people to poop.
Yeah. I still do.
I then decided to ruin their day, explains a customer who ordered all 23 pies, the store apple pies the store had in stock.
23 Fantastic. Does not sound like enough apple pies.
23. That's about right. Burger King.
I hope he threw them all in the trash in front of that kid.
They don't Burger King, sell.
No. Three to I hope he sat there and ate every single one of them.
What?
Right I would have there. Handed them out to other kids in the restaurant. I would have been like, here you go, kid. Here's an apple pie for you.
Then you had a chance of that kid being taught how to share and then the kid giving it to the annoying kid.
No, you specifically insist you don't give it to that ungrateful little piece of shit child standing over there by the fucking counter.
Okay.
Really simple.
Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
Well, apparently it turns out it was a slow day because they had one trainee on the one trainee on the cash.
Yes, I'm going to make your apple pie for you.
One trainee.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's a mighty nice dick you have.
That's a nice sunken chest you have.
Thank you.
One trainee on the cash
against it.
One trainee on the cash during the lunch hour rush. All I can think of is how people behind me ruined my splurge and gave me the headache. I then decided to ruin their day. I said he ordered every pie. Then he says moments later, I hear the woman yelling when she walked up toward the pie. What do you mean you don't have any pies left? Who bought them all?
But didn't she not hear him ordering if he was right in front of her?
No, she was on her phone.
Yeah, on her phone. I turned around and see the cashier pointing me out with the woman shooting me the death glare. I stand there and pull out a pie slowly and start eating it as I stare back at her.
Oh, what a dick. I love
it. She starts running towards me but can't get to me because
what's she going to do? Attack it?
She's running towards me but she can't get through me because apparently this was a Burger King at a food court and there was a bunch of lines. So he turned around and walked away slowly, he says.
Oh, I see.
I can only imagine like what a nightmare that woman's day probably was because already her bitch kid is screaming at her and then now there's no apple pies left and she has to tell that bitch kid. She has to tell that bitch kid that there's no more pies, and he's just going to keep screaming, and it's never going to end.
Yeah, well, that kid...
He's only screaming so he can get attention from her, because apparently she doesn't ever pay attention to the little fucker.
It's true.
So. No, you can pay a lot of attention to them, and they still scream at you.
Oh, well, fuck, yeah. I don't have
Mine just constantly needs attention, even when you're just talking straight to him. Just...
Because he is a delightful boy.
Now, when you beat your kid, do you hit him in the back of the head? So
no, you hit him in the abdomen, bro. It doesn't leave bruises.
No, you hit him in the back of the head.
You use a bag of oranges.
You hit him in the abdomen. It doesn't bruise.
You hit him with a phone book.
The hair will hide it.
No, it won't.
My dad used to cut my hair with the Flobee, which of course he did.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
We would get real?
I have the Flobee here. Remind me to show it to you next time I'm here. Anyway, I have it.
Why haven't we done something to someone with that?
Get away from me.
If you go to the closet upstairs.
I have to go upstairs?
Renee, go to my
somebody
closet
the Flobee.
In my
we're
going to
give Sean a haircut.
No, we're not.
Bring me the Flobee.
There's a live event on Flobee's Saturday. Coming.
I know, that's why it needs to happen.
Step up, Sean. Come on.
No, you can't.
Yes, bring it.
Yes. No,
I'm
going to
turn the camera on him.
Sean,
the camera on him. We're going
to
give.
I'm sorry. Do you have a job interview to go to, Sean? Get your fucking hair cut by a Flobee.
So we're going to be cutting Sean's hair with a Flobee right after the break.
No, we're not.
So we could tease it.
We're going to set it up. But
Renee's bringing it so I can show it to you guys. To show you that I'm not lying. I have a Flobee.
We're going
to
show it, but we also want
to. Let me explain. When my dad used to get mad at me because he was terrible using the Flobee and always give me the worst haircuts, he would get mad and he would hit.
How the fuck that up?
Okay.
The enemy would hit me with the Flobee.
But Renee has to cut it.
What?
But
Renee has to fix it after you.
No, Renee has to do it.
Renee will do it.
Yeah, she'll do it.
No, I vote Royce does it.
No, fuck that noise.
I'm pretty good.
Shut up.
Royce needs to be on mic.
Sean
Renee
doesn't
want to
look unpretty.
For those who don't know what a Flobee is, it's basically you hook up a vacuum attachment to it, and it sucks your hair up and cuts it at particular lengths, and you just kind of have these little, you know. Yeah, it's gonna be a good cut.
It's not gonna work on my head.
It's gonna be very.
I had a lot of hair. Remember, and it worked on my head.
My hair is thicker than yours.
My dad cuts his hair with a Flobee. Still,
your dad's.
I thought you said your dad's cock was thicker.
Your dad's a special case. A special case.
Give me the Flobee. Give it to me. I want that Flobee. Give me. Okay.
And he's also a fantastic person.
Here it is.
I'm on record of saying that Royce Sr. is a fantastic person.
Here's the box.
Look at this guy in his sweet mustache. He looks awesome. And
whoa.
He's a Flobee, Sean.
Yeah, hey. Sean. You
hey,
look
stop
like
it. No, I don't.
Look at him. He only looks kind of creepy. You're going to look great.
This is going to be the best haircut you've ever
even
had.
Even that fat kid can do it.
This is becoming the most awful day of my life
Let's finish up the first
no,
hour.
No, but it's almost.
You've had a horrible
life.
We'll
finish up the first hour.
This
we'll
is very
true.
Listen,
the break.
Sean
we'll
is
cut his hair
Renee,
on camera.
Sean is concerned because he's lived his whole life based solely on his looks. It's how he gets through in life. So you have to make
I'm such
sure.
A beautiful man.
You have to make sure that you cut his hair nicely so that he can continue on his.
Can we stop? Because I don't like the look on Renee's face.
Sweet Jersey pussy if his hair looks crazy.
Ugh. There's no such thing as sweet Jersey
pussy.
No one
will want to kiss Sean at the live event if you do a bad job cutting his hair.
It's all tainted, bro. They're
okay.
All crazy.
Why are you going to Jersey then?
Because they're all psychopaths.
Oh, it's going to be a good haircut.
Sean,
I hate all of
you
so
handsome.
Much.
After you're done with his hair, you should also trim down.
It's going to be fine, dude.
Stuff.
You can't fuck up a Flobee haircut. Unless you're Royce.
Yeah. No, that's a steam cleaner.
It's
going to
go bad.
The other one. Well, I'll give it to you, bro. Give it to you, bro.
I'm going to have to smoke so much weed about this.
Well, speaking of, marijuana use linked to 2 deaths.
What? Although, I'm going to die?
Eventually.
No, I'm going to get my hair cut and die?
Although marijuana may have a reputation as a relatively harmless drug.
Fuck.
A new case reports.
A reputation against what? I'm sorry. People were talking over you, Royce.
Fuck my life.
Although marijuana can have
Who was talking over him?
He can't even be mad. He wants to be so furious right now.
I mean, I'm sorry. I have to go with that one.
That's his I want to be furious face, but I can't because it's too funny to be furious.
It's going to be funny when D's walking to New Jersey tomorrow. Although marijuana may have a reputation as a relatively harmless drug, a new case reports links it to the deaths of 2 young men in Germany. Toxicology examinations concluded that the men were under the influence of cannabis before they died, as traces of THC, the main active ingredient in marijuana, were found in the men's brain and blood cells, the researchers wrote in the report. In both cases, the deaths were related to cardiovascular complications. In one of the deaths, a 23-year-old man without a history of health problems suddenly collapsed while using public transportation and died 40 minutes after unsuccessful resuscitation efforts, according to the blah, 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 blah. And after exclusion of other causes of death, we assume that the young men died from cardiovascular complications invoked by smoking cannabis.
That's impossible. What?
Where was this in?
Germany.
Oh.
Their doctors are thorough, if anything, especially at making lampshades.
We assume
the deaths.
So
of the
where
two-
do they pick up these two tweakers?
Hold on, let me keep reading. We assume that the deaths of these two young men occurred due to.
That's what you want out of a professional doctor is things like assume.
He said doo doo.
He did say doo doo.
We assume the deaths of these two young men occurred due
to
arrhythmias invoked by smoking cannabis. But this assumption does not rule out that the men have predisposed to cardiovascular risk, they wrote. Nicholas P. Lemus.
Oh man, he sounds so German.
The chief forensic toxicologist for San Francisco Medical Examiner's Office.
Oh, he's from San Francisco? Damn it.
Said there have been confirmed cases in which marijuana has had harmful effects on the heart. No, there haven't. The potential.
No, but there's that one internet meme that's going around where one half of the lung is from tobacco and the other half of the lung is from marijuana, and the tobacco lung is only a little bit black and the marijuana lung is a lot of bit black.
You know, the only thing that meme is missing, anything based in science. The potential.
Well,
of,
I mean, I'm pretty sure there probably is some harm to your lungs.
Meme is saying, and I saw it online, I think it was Oklahoma Department of
Drugs. Oklahoma, yeah.
Uh-huh, well, he comes sleeping on the plane.
That cannabis causes four times more cancer cells than smoke does.
No, that
is what they were saying.
No, that's
apparently you can say what the fuck you
if
want.
If that were the case, do you not think there'd be like, you know, think about the amount of anti-smoking regular cigarette ads there are.
Because
like,
there's no science behind it. That's the problem. There just isn't. There's none.
Well, that's because we're not allowed to test it because it's a legal substance.
Because it's Schedule 1.
But once
it's all legalized, then we'll find all the ways we can penalize it.
Dude, I got so high the other night from weed gummy bears.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Edibles will fuck you up.
Dude, and I didn't even like, and it wasn't bad, like, because you know me, like, normally I've said over the years that like,
you like penises.
Smoke weed, I will puke, but this was different. Like, it was fun. Everybody come to Colorado, we're fun here.
This case reporter,
we have gummy bears.
Hey, I'm on my way, bro.
It'll get you high.
I'm coming.
This case report adds two more cases from Germany, but since last year we have no.
Too much for the goddamn Germany button.
As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
Thank you.
You know what happened?
For the right time, Maria. I had my finger on the button for the whole time.
Fat finger.
The researchers in Germany who reported the deaths declined an interview because they're liars from Live Science, citing an overwhelming media response to paper and some quite unpleasant reaction. Of course, because you're lying. You're making things up.
We don't know that.
What pisses me off is that the Yahoo title is Marijuana
Use.
Got it.
It says marijuana use linked to two deaths. And then you read the article and it says it's assumed. You know what you can't do in science? Assume.
Because it makes an ass out of you and me.
No.
Well, what you can do is you can say, okay.
But can you zoom, zoom, zoom?
And well, a boom, boom.
Yeah.
Shake your rump.
Oh, good.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Foreskin thing down. I still have a
THC, everybody knows, stays in your system for 30 days.
And so you know what stays in your heart forever? LFO. We talked about it yesterday. Still in my head.
But you can do.
There's no cure for that.
You can do cocaine.
Or leukemia, unfortunately.
You can do cocaine one time, and 5 years from then, your heart can explode because of that cocaine usage.
Mm-hmm. What about Michael Caine?
Is that for real?
Yes.
Michael Caine.
Is that Pharrell for real?
Pharrell for real. Because
Dr. Sean says it's true. It's true.
He did go to medical school.
I am not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Speak. He reads stuff on the internet.
Hey,
so
Sean, you know what no one's ever confused you for? A doctor.
Anything.
Speaking of poison, help. I'm being forced to go to Olive Garden.
Oh, God.
Again?
This is great. This is actually.
Seems like every week we have an Olive Garden.
Sorry. Well, this one's fun.
Yeah. So, anywho, I don't know if you guys are aware, Olive Garden changed their menus.
No, I don't. What? I'm not aware.
Yeah.
Because I'm not 16 and don't need to go on a first date.
Total.
What?
Look, Olive Garden is delicious. I don't care if that makes me white trash. I like Olive Garden.
Total.
D, that's not what makes you white trash.
Are you actually? I was kidding. Like, ew. Olive Garden's gross.
All right. Dutch.
No, it's not.
Dutch, you are exactly the reason why I'm reading this article right now.
Okay.
So I had to find out what like the new menu items are that are like the personal favorites. Right.
Okay.
So I was scrolling or trolling the internet for like, okay, what are people talking about? And I came across, help, I'm being forced to go to Olive Garden. And I could not stop laughing at work about the thing.
These comments are forced. No, these are fantastic. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'll read the original.
The comments are the best.
I'll read the original post. It's short, but the comments are fantastic. So, okay, here's the story. My wife and I are meeting some good friends from out of town for dinner. We asked them where they would like to go. Out of hundreds of nice places with a 20-minute driving distance, they decide to go to Olive Garden. I'm not knocking this place. The first and last time I ate there, I was 20-something and didn't know anything about the place. I didn't enjoy any of the food. I'm the type of person that says I would rather spend an extra $5 to $15 on something I would enjoy. So
First off, tell this person not to rub his money in my face.
Okay. Don't rub your money in Royce's face.
Thank you.
There's not a real guy that you need to tell that to.
Yes, there is.
No, Joe.
Joe.
His name's Joe. He wrote it.
What's Joe doing on there?
Well, he's getting trapped into going to Olive Garden.
He's a Puerto Rican, though.
So the guy just says, if you have to go to Olive Garden, what's the best thing to order on the menu? Please don't say salad.
Okay. You got bitter at me for saying it's a shit place when the best thing that's on a menu is their fucking breadsticks.
Don't hate, bro. Are you hating on the breadsticks?
Well, that's the one I
Robot
think
D.
Would
yeah, Robot D. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Robot D. Robot D.
What the fuck was that?
I don't even know.
It's Tom Jones.
Fantastic.
And every time I hear a Robot D, I get excited, and that's the button.
D, say me likey breadsticks in your robot voice.
Robot D likey breadsticks.
Perfect.
All right, so this is why I love the internet. I'm just going to read through a couple of these. I do not eat at Olive Garden, but if forced, I would eat at home first and then eat the salad.
Okay. Jesus Christ. That's a good comment. You're good.
By the way, the salad like comes with free with like everything. I'm sorry. I have been in this position myself. There's really no good answer.
It really sounds like it's like a Sophie's Choice between your kids. Like, it's Olive, relax.
All the hipsters in the universe came to apologize to this man for having to go to an Olive Garden. The soup was awful, very oversalted, but the salad was not as bad. For a main, I would go as simple as possible, spaghetti with red sauce. If it is inedible, at least you haven't paid a lot.
Well, there you go.
The ravioli's good.
No, it's not.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
It is.
No, you don't. Like, you don't. You hate it.
Hate it. I like it.
It's garbage.
Not a place I frequent.
You hate it.
Not a place I frequent, but something
Dutch,
I usually
tell
order.
Me I hate things. I think you might be right.
You started telling me I hate things first.
Yeah.
Yeah. D.
You did. And did you hate it?
No.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Wait, what? This?
No.
Oh no! I hope he has a cotton ball.
Don't do it again.
It's a rag this time though. But look.
Don't clean your teeth. No, he's doing it.
Oh, he's doing that thing that he hates. Oh, look at her face.
No.
Oh, he's doing the thing. Uh-huh.
Oh, look at his face.
I don't like it. I hate it. Don't do it.
Someone else recommends try the chicken parm because it's hard to screw up, to which someone else replied to that person, having actually ordered their chicken parm, I can tell you it may be hard to screw up chicken parm, but it ain't impossible. Olive Garden managed to do it. To the OP, my sympathies, go with spaghetti and red sauce. Best answer, take Tums.
Just don't go. Ow. Just don't eat there. Ugh. Can't do
so
it.
So everybody's
Frida, also good.
I have a question. So you said that they changed their menu after reviews like this, or this is the new menu and it tastes like
okay,
this?
So Olive Garden has been getting a declining clientele for years. And so like within the last couple of months, they redid their logo. They're redoing their restaurants. They're redoing their plating.
Their new logos eat fresh.
Everything is... They got rid of...
Subway's.
Yes,
oh, no,
Subway.
There's just billions and billions served.
Royce, actually, it's funny you say that.
Live Moss.
They actually scrapped their slogan.
Louisiana fast.
This was the thing. No, I'm serious. Their slogan used to be, when you're here, when you're family.
You're here, your family.
They
when
got
you're
rid
here,
of
you're
it.
Queer.
They sold it to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon bought the Olive Garden slogan.
Well, he's a nice gentleman.
Yeah, it was a whole bit. They brought
really
it.
It's really long. We can't play it. Yeah, it's really long, but watch it.
It's a long thing, but the CEO of Olive Garden comes in, signs away the paperwork to When You're Here, Your Family to Jimmy Fallon right on a show.
Okay, and now before going into break,
I lost my bit on that. I'm really sad.
Before going into break, speaking of Jimmy Fallon, this one's short. Did you hear Jimmy Fallon interview Morgan Freeman while on Helium?
I did, and it was fantastic.
I didn't.
Okay.
Because well, you should.
How does he get these people to do exactly. these dumb bits with him?
Here it is. I'm just
he's a really nice
he's
guy.
He's adorable.
We love
that's
you. Your weird. Acting. We love your movies. But also, you're an executive producer of this TV show that I love. It's called Through the Wormhole. And it's a... No.
Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I apologize.
Get to the Helium.
Great stuff.
Get to the Helium. Funny.
Oh, here it is.
It's here.
So,
it's Morgan Freeman. He's always funny.
So I thought maybe if you could, they're being weighed down by these. If you would, please, I'll just do the same interview, conduct an interview. But before we talk, we'll just come on, Morgan, don't come on.
He's spelling this on him.
Yeah, they didn't talk about it ahead of time.
Don't quit on me now, Morgan. Don't cramp up on me now. All right, I will hand you this guy.
It's like bullying him into the pitch.
Oh, why not?
Well, there you go. Don't. There you go.
The things he
I'm going to do it to you.
I'm going to do it to you.
All interviews should be done with him, I think.
Absolutely.
I love having you here on the show. It's so fun. It's so fun
he's
when you come
so
here.
Angry. No, this dude is just so angry.
His face is not impressed.
you still sail on your ship? Remember, you told me you have a sailboat.
No, I don't sail it anymore. I'm going to sell it.
Well, I was going to, because I never got the invite, and I always, but I always wanted to go on your ship, because you know what I would call you?
It's a sailboat.
Sailboat, sorry. Do you know what I would call you?
No.
Captain Morgan.
Have they inhaled the yeah,
right now, they're doing it right now.
All right, here we go, all right?
Do you ever want to go to space? I really shouldn't be doing this.
It's helium, Morgan. It is helium.
It's very undignified.
No. I think your voice sounds great. It's not undignified.
Some people just have voices like this, so you're actually making fun of those people. See?
Fallon has figured it out, man.
I give it to him, man.
He's figured it out.
I mean, there's a little more.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and please, would you ever like to come back?
I'm never coming back.
Morgan Freeman, Lucy's in theaters tomorrow!
More Life Radio!
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right, AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show! Hey!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Yeah! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the brand.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Daddy Wumpus.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Cat Lee and Oshley. Fuck.
God damn it.
What?
You can't even say it wrong correctly.
Mary Cat Lee and Oshley.
Stroking worse again.
Wow.
See,
Mary Cat and Billy Ocean?
What? I was the one who had
to do that. You could probably... You could probably say Mary Catley Olson, because then you wouldn't have to say Ashley. But you know what else? You know what else I read? What I figured out was interesting. Why don't people call it Ashley and Mary Kate Olson instead of Mary Kate and Oshley? God damn it.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Dirty birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Shall we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football where you can compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns. Or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft and start in the sitting during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids. Shy Kids.
See, right there.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Do you like video games?
Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelightradio.com.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the drunk say?
On your fuck. Oof. Ah!
What the drunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises. Blah, 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 blah. I can't understand what
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, excuse me,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
You know what one of the greatest fucking scripts ever written in the history of Hollywood is?
What?
Top Gun.
Oh, come on.
Top Gun is fucking great. What is Top Gun? You think it's a story about a bunch of fighter pilots?
Yeah, it's about a bunch of guys waving their dicks around.
It is a story about a man's struggle with his own homosexuality. That's it. That is what Top Gun is about, man. You've got Maverick, all right? He's on the edge, man. He's right on the fucking line, all right? And you've got Iceman and all his crew.
Right.
They're gay. And they represent the gay man,
right?
All right? And they're saying, Go the gay way. Go the gay way. He could go both ways.
What about Kelly McGillis? Right?
Kelly McGillis, she's heterosexuality. She's saying, no. Go the normal way. Play by the rules. Go the normal way. And they're saying, no. Go the gay way. Be the gay way. Go for the gay way. All right. That is what's going on throughout that whole movie. He goes to her house, right? All right. It looks like they're going to have sex. You know, they're just kind of sitting back. He's taking a shower and everything. They don't have sex. He gets on the motorcycle, drives away. She's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
Next scene you see her, she's in the elevator, she is dressed like a guy. She's got the cap on, she's got the aviator glasses, she's wearing the same jacket that the Iceman wears. She is, okay, this is how I gotta get this guy. This guy's going towards the gay way. So I gotta bring him back. I gotta bring him back from the gay way. So I'm gonna do that through subterfuge. I'm gonna dress like a man, all right? That is how she approaches it.
Right.
Okay, all right, but the real ending of the movie is when they fight the Migs at the end, all right? Because he has passed over into the gay way. They are this gay fighting fucking force, all right? And they're beating the Russians. The gays are beating the Russians, all right? And it's over, and they fucking land, and Iceman's been trying to get Maverick the entire time. Finally, he's got him. All right, and what is the last fucking line that they have together? They're all hugging and kissing and happy with each other. And Ice comes up to Maverick, and he says, man, you can ride my tail, and it's mine. And what does Maverick say? Maverick, you can ride my Starboy.
Starboy.
Starboy. Fucking it, man.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. Hashtag Hippo Board to get on the Hippo Board. We're back live. And if you didn't hear the first hour, well, shame on you. But I'd recommend if you're listening live, go to morelikeradio.com/live. Or if you're listening on the podcast, go to vimeo.com/morelikeradio. We are about to cut Sean's hair with a Flowbee. Now, as we explained before, Flowbee is a
hair cutting device
that attaches to your home vacuum cleaner. It sucks up the hair, and serrated blades cut the hair and suck it into the vacuum cleaner, making it a mess-free haircut. So, Sean, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to take those headphones off. My sister, Renee. Renee, come here. Is going to...
But she can't cut around the headphones?
No. Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah,
is have that what you want?
No, yeah.
That's not what I want. I don't want any of that.
Ask it.
Turn the vacuum on.
I'm just afraid of what will be said when my headphones are off, especially by that Dutch character.
All right, vacuum cleaner's on here.
Oh my God, that's loud.
It's loud.
It's all right, Sean. Don't be worried.
I have the camera on Sean here.
Don't be worried.
I'm like a dog. I get lost.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope someone will tell Kevin to make sure to cut this up later.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask her what attachment she's using.
What attachment are you using? What size is that?
She is using a 3.
It is a 3.
That's pretty short.
Yeah, well
I have By the way, Sean's I have the thickest tall, hair in America.
Okay, go for it.
Sean, your hair is not the thickest hair in America.
It is.
Otherwise, it would be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the thickest hair.
Next to breast milk. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, nailed you.
Okay, all right. Ooh, I like it. Okay, dude, I don't understand why barbers don't use this. It's a vacuum cleaner. It's mess-free. It's sucking the hair up. This, Sean, you looking good, bro.
It really is a great invention.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm liking it. I am liking it.
Working well.
So, like, okay.
I don't see a difference.
What style are you going for here, Sean? What are we
can
doing?
Can we give him a straight up faux hawk or a mohawk?
Oh, am I supposed to say?
Oh, we should give him a faux hawk mohawk.
He can't hear you guys, so sure. Renee, come here.
No. Whatever it is, it's no.
I like how she kept the flowy on his head while she leaned over to hear what Royce is telling her.
So
it's the safest invention for a haircut of all time.
Oh, Sean has his headphones on. Everyone shut up. He doesn't know what I told her.
No, we're not saying anything.
Yeah, right.
So he's getting up. This haircut's going to come
out. Sean, you look so beautiful.
Yeah,
you're a bunch of dicks.
I really don't see much of a difference in this haircut. I mean, a three is 3 inches of hair?
Yeah.
No.
Domino says it looks like she's sanding a piece of wood.
Roughly.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm liking it.
I mean,
okay.
I hear little
Renee.
Clipping sounds,
Renee.
And I see your hair
Renee,
getting sucked
it.
Up into
Leave
the
Leave him
flow-y.
Alone. Leave her alone. She's cutting
but
her hair.
But I don't see.
I'm with Marie. I think it should go shorter.
I mean, maybe we should trim the sides
shorter,
to really
Renee.
See
shorter.
How it's going to.
That's not short enough.
It's definitely
That's a three.
Not.
It's
no, not
it really,
short enough.
It really has
like
a
It looks like
it really
you've done nothing
made
to his
any
hair
difference.
Except fluff it.
Yeah, you gave him a perm.
Sweet.
Yeah, go down to a one.
I lovely.
Trim his sides up with a one. I want to see this.
Sean, Poodle is going to be so mad when he hears that you got a haircut with a flowy.
I know. He's going to be so jealous.
What?
Sweetheart, you could have just showed me your dick and I would have cut
up
your hair.
And cut his hair off.
Okay. What?
You're taking too long.
There we go.
And you're being too concerned about his looks.
Did well, that's what we need
one.
To be concerned
there
with.
There we go. now we're cooking.
I hate my life.
What size? Is that a one?
Renee,
that's a one. It's a one now.
On I'll go along with them.
It's not anything. It's fine. Okay.
Shauna's going
to be neutron here.
Shauna's going to be the prettiest little girl on the at the ball.
I agree.
I hope so.
I agree, Dia. Jimmy Neutron haircut will look good on him.
it's just a really huge pomp.
That's not what she said.
Actually, that is what she said.
I don't care.
That is actually like the popular hairdo these days, the whole pompadour thing. I saw a lot of that at Warped Pro this weekend.
You know what? I think what you should do is actually, I see it popular with a lot of women where they shave one half of their head and then let the hair grow longer on the
what
other
is that,
side.
By the way?
Dykes.
It's very like Zorg dykes? From Fifth Element.
Actually, yeah, Maul just posted somebody else who
Go
had
it.
Like, he's shaved on
Renee,
one side, and then it's long on the other side.
Oh, we're not done yet. Renee's going to get the clippers. We're going to finish the haircut, because we're not going to leave you half haircutted.
No, and this flowy thing is awful.
It is. Renee's getting the clippers.
Yeah, it was doing nothing.
Yeah, it feels really weird, too, because it's just like, it's like somebody's giving the top of your scalp a blowjob.
When you put it that way, it sounds good.
It sounds great.
No, it was very weird, though, because I'm not used to getting blowjobs.
On your head?
Ever.
Or from women?
Ever.
I get it.
So,
nobody loves
how did
me.
That cut anyone's hair ever? That was really disheartening. I was hoping to see more action.
Yeah, well, I was hoping something horrible
would
happen.
You have to have it
happen.
Shorter.
I guess there's a reason Flobies aren't really sold anymore.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it's because they're awful?
Can you still buy a Floby? I wonder.
How do you have one then?
I don't know. It's my dad's.
It's
not
from
mine.
The 80s, bro. It's got to be.
Clearly, I don't need one.
It around.
It's got to be from the
because
80s.
Because his dad dropped it off at this house one time.
My dad has a Floby in every house he may ever visit, and that's not a joke. No, that's not a joke. That's really not a joke.
He gave me one for mine just in case.
Yep. Just in case. You
really?
Never know. You never know.
Yep.
I mean, even my parents have one just in case he ever pops over, which he never has, but, you know, just to be safe.
I had a spare one in my car when I was living out of my car in case he ever decided to, you know, ask me for a ride somewhere.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue doing the show while Renee's going to, I'm going to keep Sean on camera. He's going to be getting his hair cut. No vacuum this time. It's going to be clippers.
Oh,
it shouldn't be too loud.
Messy.
What? Listen, I think this is the first show that's given a nice haircut while doing the news. I don't
you
think any of
go show. With the straight faux hawk, man. You
no.
Yeah, Renee, you got to give him something
Renee.
Smiling.
Mohawk-y.
Something
fancy him up.
Something European.
Remember, he's going to a live event
that's
two
right.
days.
Renee.
He needs to be pretty possible.
Exactly.
Sean has no say.
We're going to... I love this.
Oh. Okay, ooh, donations. Renee has an excellent
How
point.
Much would they have to donate for Sean to get a mohawk, I guess is my question.
Oh, my God. It's not happening.
There's not an amount of money.
There's not.
That's bullshit.
Mersh would do it.
Yeah, Mersh would do it.
Because Mersh is a fucking desperate...
if he got to keep the money, but this would go to Otto, so...
That's true.
I don't think he would care.
Family, yeah, dude. Our good pal Otto, you're happy he's dead. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, Sean, geez. That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, shit. I'm just saying that
really
I was a
despicable.
I was a bigger fan of George, and if somebody had to go.
If you donate any funds.
I think he needs a sweet fade.
If you donate any funds to the Otto Peterson MLR Live Fund, you get to give an instruction of what happens to Sean's hair. Now, if you buy the rest of the Alcohol by Volume shirts that are on there, you get to dictate the entire haircut.
Wait a second.
She always like this when she like gets fixated on something. She's just obsessed with it.
Yes, yes. That's OCD, bro.
Okay, I'm thinking, and here's what we do.
Ooh, look at the cornrows.
We do a Chuck Liddell.
No, we don't.
We punch people in the face?
Well, no.
Punch me in the face.
It'll make you look tough. We'll do Mohawk right down the middle.
Punch her in the face because she was a pussy!
I love it.
So, are we going to... What have we decided for your hair, Sean?
Renee's going to do what she normally does in my hair and make it look fantastic like normal. Because I am... beautiful.
No.
So stop it.
No, you're not. And you're going to do what
we
tell
you to.
Well,
not right now because I don't take care of
myself. Where do you normally get your hair cut, Sean?
Renee.
Oh, well.
Renee cuts my hair all the time.
I don't care. This isn't fun if you just give him a regular haircut.
I'm trying to understand. Why don't we
can, now, this guy has ESPN rules shaved into his head.
No, we're not doing that. That is
so
not happening.
I feel
happening.
Like Mohawk. We can shave some kind of message into Sean's head.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Mohawk is then easily fixed, and he could just look like Dutch afterwards. Right. Okay,
yeah.
Mohawk, come on.
Yeah.
Let's give him Mohawk.
Unless you have like a really lumpy head, I happen to have nice round.
Sean used to have his hair shorter than you, Dutch.
Then what's he bitching about?
I don't know.
I'm not bitching about anything.
He's bitching a lot.
Headphones off.
Headphones off. It's a comment.
Here it goes. Here comes the haircut. Okay, while we do that,
Marie, Sean Hawk.
Marie, next, you have a story on three? Because that would be... Oh, actually, you know what?
What do you want? What do you want?
Who wants...
What do we want? More dicks.
Okay,
when do we want them? Now!
I have a video of this adorable kid who's definitely going to be a newscaster.
Okay.
Let me pull the video up here.
Is it Sean?
See. It's not Sean.
Okay.
Are you stealing the DNR Cupid?
But shut up. I steal whatever I want. I'm on both shows. You don't tell me what to do.
Are you playing the video?
Well, I would like for fucking Chrome to open and stop being a bitch.
Chrome is being a bitch.
Is Dutch being an asshole right now?
You're being an asshole. Take your haircut.
Dutch, grab the video and play it from the chat. I'm having issues.
I don't know.
It's gonna be hair.
Anyway, okay. Let me set the scene. Let me set the scene.
Okay.
Sean's getting his haircut.
Paul's putting some great
end scene
ideas in the chat.
Ooh, that is a good idea.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a band of hair in the middle of his head. Everything else shaved.
A sideways mohawk.
I hate you guys so much. It's not happening.
Instead of going front to back, it goes side to side. Ooh, that's already looking good, Sean. You look so hipster.
All right, go ahead. Dutch, we're going to play the video here. This kid's awesome.
Hipster Sean.
What did you think?
Is this
about
the kid
ride?
From?
Ooh, I like it, Sean.
Great. The thing. They're pretty. I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
It's the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time he gets dizzy, the slowest dudes get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
Are you excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the
slide. Sounds like Kid TV from Willy
Wonka. When I went down
the slide,
I was half to death. I just freak out.
Okay. Right. What I need his name. Hi, honey. Hold on. Yep. Hold on. I'm just going to ask.
Oh, that was great.
How amazing is... No, he keeps talking. There's more.
Apparently,
it's not over yet.
More? Okay.
It's, trust me, there's more.
Can you guys hear it? Okay?
Yeah, we can hear it fine.
I'm only getting out of my left headphones on this video.
I can hear it fine over here.
Shut up, then.
Noah, what's your last name?
Deck Ritter.
How do you spell his last name?
Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R.
Okay, where are you guys from?
Wilkes-Barre.
All right, buddy. Good stuff. Have fun.
Why isn't she putting the mic in his face?
Because he's going to take it and keep talking.
Tom Zifferin, you dare
him? That's the end of it.
This kid.
What a little ginger this
guy
is.
My grandpa gives me the remote after he watches the Powerball.
We need a kid correspondent on the street.
Apparently, my mom is obviously not around. I'm being raised by my grandfather. Apparently, if you talk too much during Mets games, you get hit in the face.
So apparently, by the way, for those looking at the camera, Sean right now looks like Maclaless. It's really great.
Oh, he looks so looking cute. At the
let me, I have
I
a
like
picture.
It, Sean.
I have, you know what? Here, let me. Sean, look at me.
Let's is that the end result, look, or are we going
no,
further?
We're not done. Keep on. Make it a little more mohawk-y. I want Mr.
Yeah.
T. I want him
let's
to pity
European
a fool.
With this nonsense.
I want him to pity
a pity fool.
Right now, he looks like a soccer player. That's yeah. actually what he looks. Doesn't he? He has the soccer player. Go, like,
I can barely see it in this. Hold on.
Don't worry. I'm taking pictures, Dutch. I'm going to post them.
Oh, more's coming off. I like
we
it.
Pull up a new stream and just mute everything.
It should probably come to a V point at the base of his neck, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you need to get, you know, more intense. He's too. I'm halfway through dedicating to this.
I thought Kid and Play. We go Kid and Play. All
ooh, Kid and Play's not bad.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Kid and Play, the famous black movie.
You no. married that one?
House Party.
The cup. No, he has the tall head.
Shut up, D. Stop it.
High top fade. You mean? Can you give him a high top?
Can we not?
White ass Brent says Sean needs a fade. Kim Jong Un style haircut.
Ooh, put some swank in his hair.
White ass Brent is an asshole.
I like it. Look at the back. Oh, hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Where are we going?
Wait, Renee, let me see the back. Wait. The back of his head looks like, I don't know. Oh my God. Hold on.
Wait.
It's like an upside down triangle, like a pizza slice.
Now, would you say that this haircut would help Sean on his quest for 200 dicks?
It's definitely going to help him for something. Let me see the back. Look away.
I'm considering it. Yeah.
He looks handsome.
You're considering getting that haircut?
No, having his dick because of the hair.
200 of them?
Are you done?
Oh. Yep. Oh, I'm done.
But I'll be one of the 200 that he wants.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe, you know, if his haircut looks nice enough, he'll get the rest of the 200 at the live event.
Get as many dicks as
Instagramming
possible.
My picture here, so I'm supposed to grab
Royce
my Facebook.
Royce is so excited that this is happening.
I'm trying to document this moment in history.
I mean, honestly, I think Royce would have been a good sport had he the hair to do so.
He doesn't.
So.
And hasn't since we were 24.
Yeah, your hair's been falling out like it's on fire for the last like 4 years, right?
Yeah, well, thanks, Dutch.
I'm just pointing out
I was
fact.
Having fun making fun of someone else, and now
like,
you're going to make it real for me.
Young and vibrant, but now you're like old man hair falling out is what I'm trying to say.
Matter of fact, Dutch, you go fuck yourself.
Well, I'm just trying to like, illustrate for listeners that you had a good crop of hair, and now it's a thinning,
yeah.
gobby mess.
Like, you know, when you didn't, remember before when you didn't have to breathe into something to start your car, and now you do, like something like that?
Well, I never had to do that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, you should have, you fucking alcoholic.
I have a good lawyer.
This isn't good.
Yeah, you do
my
have a good
boy,
lawyer.
Boy, Andy.
Unlike some other old personalities who may be
by
spending
by the way, that was such a chick way of our
Mersh.
I'm trashing you, and you just immediately go to the one thing you...
I'm sorry, I had something in my throat.
Whatever.
It's his thing.
It's my thing.
It's his thing that
he
does.
Argues like a woman.
I hate my
it's too bad he doesn't have
hey,
hair like a woman.
I resemble that.
Yeah, I don't argue like that. It's a low blow.
There you
blow.
Go. There's
you
the back.
Resemble it or you resent it?
There's the back of his hair in the chat if you guys want to see it. A little closer inspection. I think it's looking good.
It's looking very good.
Ooh, I love how it's looking now.
You really are. Dude, you look like an Ecuadorian porn star at this point.
An Ecuadorian porn star?
Very specific.
Ooh, Renee is getting some excellent lines at this point.
That you only watches Ecuadorian porn.
It's becoming so
Wait, there's other porns?
It's getting straighter towards the top. Oh yeah. Oh,
Sean, look at me.
Dude, you were
so like,
good. No,
dude,
look at me.
Robin Thicket, man.
I like where this is going.
You have to keep
you
that
have to
the
keep
show.
This haircut. It looks
do
good.
It. You don't look bad, dude.
Shut up.
No, I'm not even busting. I'm not busting his balls. Like, it actually is working for him.
Yeah. It mimics your lifestyle, making fun of 12-year-olds online.
Hey.
Is that Renee screaming in the background?
No, that's
his hair.
Oh, no, that's They're probably stupid. Connor.
Well, speaking of that, while Sean's getting his haircut,
in pain, whatever.
He can't defend himself because he has no headphones.
playing around with my dad.
My adult 31-year-old friend Sean plays a lot of League of Legends.
Hey, and then he tells me, "Hold on, October, thank you."
Oh yeah.
And then he's sitting there. He goes, "This fucking kid's an asshole." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Well, he just reported me for and I quote, conduct unbecoming of a summoner." Now apparently,
ew.
Yes, exactly. He screams at little kids.
I told the kid to kill himself.
He told the kid to kill himself.
Conduct of becoming of a summoner.
Sean.
So that's what they... I've played the game a few times. Is that what they call people who, you know...
He had really bad ADD.
It's not so much the fact that you got reported by a kid for having unsportsmanlike conduct in your stupid little game.
Because you told him to kill himself.
It's not stupid. You're stupid.
Yes, I'm stupid because I don't believe in playing those games during the day when I have a job. But what...
Which you could be doing at your job if you weren't such a slacker.
You're right. I'm the slacker. However, the hilarious part of it is that you got to a level of something called a summoner. And it was because your actions did not reflect the level you were at. That's that's
everybody
the part.
Has summoner unbecoming. In that game.
That's the part that gets me.
Then all we can, I'm like everything Sean did, we would just tell him that it was...
Hold on. What did the kid say?
Now what is she doing?
What did the kid say? Sean, just pick up the headphone for 1 second.
Oh, God.
What did the kid say
that made you
scream at him? What was he doing that made you scream at him?
What did he say?
No, the kid just had excessive ADD. Like, hold on, Renee.
Yeah.
The kid had really bad ADD, like us. Like, he just... You know, when you pick your team to play in these ranked events here,
it's
a teammate.
It's a teammate. It's competitive.
Dude, I gotta side with him. When I play StarCraft 2 and fucking, you know, he's not building the right type of build to match with mine, I get bitter too.
Exactly. If I'm the support and you're the carry and you're attacking their support, you're not supposed to be doing that because I'm attacking their carry like you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
you're fucking up, not me.
Argument. I think Marie and Dee can go fuck themselves.
See, thank you. Somebody with
I
fucking
can
sense
that.
On this
they
show.
They have and they
and
will.
And a penis.
I can because I'm not kicked out of the game for unsportsmanlike conduct.
No, I only got banned for 45 minutes. I was able to play after that.
Well, good for you because you're a summoner, so they need you back.
Yeah, they do because I'm phenomenal.
How old is the child?
He was 12.
How old are you?
Well, don't tongue kiss him.
Well, I won't.
Not in Virginia, especially.
I'll try not to.
Because there's laws there.
I don't know what he looks like.
All right, go back to your haircut. We got this.
Apparently, Sean looks like every sidekick in a late 90s film.
There you go.
The Birdman? What's going on here?
The Birdman?
No, it's not doing that.
Ooh, it looks
your haircut
good.
Is becoming more mohawky by the minute.
Oh, it's going to be the...
looks great.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
I like it.
On a scale of
Dutch,
one
you want to get back
South
on
American.
Camera so we can stop seeing your desktop?
100% South American.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry.
Fuck me.
Thank you.
You might as well be from...
Argentina? Don't say Argentina, please.
Colombia.
That's
or Venezuela.
It's looking good. I mean, my thing is like, I always want to. I'm glad you don't care what people think about your sexuality. That's number one. That's important.
I mean, unless you were going for questionable, in which case you nailed
it. Then you nailed it.
That's not the only thing I nailed.
Hey-o.
There's no joke there.
But no, it's looking good. Your profile's looking sharp.
Shut up, Marie.
No, it's a.
Shut up, Marie.
It's looking real straight.
Thank you, Dutch.
It's looking
unlike
a little
you.
Jay Baruchel in Goon.
Oh, Dennis says you look like Vanilla Ice now.
Oh, yeah, you kind of do look like Vanilla. You kind of look like Van Winkle.
Thank you, comrade.
Totally. No. That's what we're doing. She has to put the lines in the side of his head to make it a Vanilla
Ice.
Yeah,
you have to.
Renee, three lines, side of the head.
No! You can't take those out.
You can't take those out.
come on, but do it for the show.
Looks like fucking Cristiano Ronaldo on Saturday, goddammit.
He's a lot of people fuck him. You should be happy.
Yeah, a lot of trannies.
Still people.
It's a joke for like six Manchester United fans.
I think three lines going down the side of his right, you know, profile.
Ooh, and one line through his eyebrow because he killed
the
nigga.
No, I'm not Puerto Rican.
Like Dylan McKay. He had that scar.
So not Puerto Rican.
Mitch found a real nice one. You know, he has some nice hair being brushed to the front of his faux hawk mohawk thingamabobby. And
that's
then
just nice.
Three nice lines. They don't even have to be even. It's like short, longest, slightly long. You
it's like an off-brand Adidas line, three lines,
yeah.
basically.
It looks real nice.
Kiss Mitch right in the mouth when I see him.
South African group to sue over giraffe bridge collision.
Don't change the subject.
Wait.
You heard me.
Oh, yeah.
So two bridges were traveling fast and hit each other?
No, here's what happened.
Giraffes.
A giraffe and a bridge.
Bridges collision.
A giraffe. Oh, holy Christ.
A giraffe bridge collision.
Giraffe.
Really? A giraffe. Here's what happened. A South African animal rights group is planning to sue over the person responsible for the death of a giraffe that smashed its head on the bridge as it was transported in a trailer on one of the Africa's busiest motorways.
Oh, no.
That's not how you say that word.
See, basically, the giraffe was on the back of a truck.
Is that the saddest thing in the world?
Oh, my God. I so love it's giraffes. Sitting there, and they didn't realize that they were coming.
They're so dumb. They're so dumb. They didn't know to duck their stupid long necks. And they just stood up and stared to their death.
And the giraffe died. Eyewitnesses report seeing two giraffes in an open air trailer.
Why are you saying it this way?
It's just the way we say it.
How do you say it?
Giraffe.
How do you say it, Dutch?
Giraffe.
That's how I'm saying it. Giraffe.
I'm gonna leave.
Why are you gonna leave?
I don't like
you. Don't speak proper English. It's your problem.
Really bothered me.
Eyewitnesses report seeing two giraffes in open air trailers being driven across Johannesburg.
On big Thursday. Dumb idiot.
Before one hit his head on the bridge. You big dumb idiot.
Hey, Henry.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
I'm going to stop paying attention to the road for a couple seconds because I want to look over there at that tree. Those
keep an eye on the giraffe.
No, no, no. Henry is the giraffe? Other giraffe. It's the two giraffes talking.
Sean.
The two giraffes are talking to each other.
They walk into a bar and the bartender says, "Why the long neck?"
Well, that's a good joke. But this time it was a bridge and why the all dead?
Alter a bridge.
I like that version less.
What a weird and sad thing.
I honestly got really sad at that article.
What a weird and sad thing to witness is that impact was shocking. TV and radio personality Pabby Moby. Said on Twitter, next to a cell phone picture of the giraffes shortly before the incident.
Dude, stop.
The saddest part about this is their faces were covered up so that they weren't going to get scared.
They were Muslim giraffes.
So they didn't see it coming, and they were turning the opposite way. So the bridge hits them in the back of the head while they're blindfolded.
That's not the actual picture of that.
Yes, those were the giraffes.
Giraffes.
The picture that D posted, is that the actual?
Yes, that was it.
Right before they got killed.
Yes.
Aww.
Oh my God.
Like who? That was bad planning there.
You think it was a mama and a dada?
Maybe there's a baby.
And by the way, I'm just getting reports here that the mama was 2 days away from retirement.
Oh no.
Yep. Some and the dada was about to get a Medal of Honor for serving the war in Iraq.
He was a war hero giraffe.
He was going to get his pension.
He was going to get his giraffe pension, and now he can't.
Almost as tall as Sean's hair.
They are.
Stop it.
Well, by the way, haircut. Ooh, haircut update. New picture.
It's looking good.
Oh, is it a breaking news update?
Yes, yes. Let's see here. Sean.
That's loud. Hold on.
It's looking more and more gay by the minute. I still want to see those lines going down the side, though.
Yeah, we got a Vanilla Ice it.
I'm loving it so far. Okay, anyway. Look how low the bridge is and how tall the giraffes are. They never had a chance. What am I saying wrong? Bridge?
We need something happy, guys. We need a happy story. I can't. I'm really sad now.
Does somebody have a happy story they want to read?
Pissed off. I had a happy ending. That stupid word.
I love giraffes.
Giraffes are not bad.
What's wrong with the giraffe story?
All
right, D, here's something that'll cheer you up. You know how, like, when people die, how they defecate because they can't control their bowel movements?
Oh, my God. There was giraffe shit everywhere.
Did the giraffe poop?
I'm assuming.
There was giraffe shit all over the truck.
I'm really mad right now. I'm not even joking.
What's wrong, Dutch? Why are you so mad?
I'm saying it that way.
Say what?
We're just trying to read our giraffe story.
I'm
going to throw fists the next time I see you guys.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, it's Friday.
Acres right at your fat, dumb faces.
Well, I can't hear you, you pretentious douchebag.
He says he likes it when you say giraffe.
Oh. I didn't say that.
Thank you.
That's exactly what he said. That's what I heard.
Not what I said.
Well, then he's lucky because his story is chock full of giraffes. We're very concerned about the way it was transported. Most definitely there has been negligence with the giraffes. The incident has caused outages in South Africa and has been tragically compared.
Outages?
Yeah, outages of giraffes.
Giraffe outages.
Now so
their head outages.
It was actually outrageous. I remember.
Oh, no.
Compared it to a scene in the film Hangover 3, which we all would agree was three too many films, in which a bungling character, Alan. We've seen the fucking movie.
I haven't
seen Hangover 3 either, but I've seen the first one, so I'm assuming it's the same.
It's all
that's exactly where I was.
Yeah.
Check the building that they were originally in.
Oh my God, there's hair everywhere.
Sean,
your hair is
everywhere.
Sean's gonna suck so much dicks without a care.
Thanks, Marie.
You're welcome.
Shut up.
It's the Sean song. It's Sean.
No.
I have a picture of the actual giraffe.
Dead?
There in the chat.
Oh, it's just...
No!
He's decapitated. No.
Nah, his head's just
dead, baby.
Side, guys, I was teasing.
Don't do that. Ah, you fooled us again.
Why are they keeping that giraffe in a garden?
Well, how do you keep your garden trimmed if not by giraffe eating?
Giraffe eating, you idiot.
Sorry, you're right.
Alan said it was fortunate the giraffe survived. We already nicknamed it Lucky. Lucky would be not getting hit by a bridge. Lucky would be living in the plains of Africa by yourself and not being in the back of the truck. That would be lucky.
We named the other one Madison because of the bridges in Madison County.
Oh, no. I hate you. Oh, God, it was terrible.
It was a good one, Marie. I'd give you a high five if this chair wasn't going to fall out from underneath me.
No, you're fine.
All right. Well, you want to hear...
Renee, you're cutting too much off the mohawk. His hair is too short now.
No, it looks good.
No, leave the mohawk alone.
Don't worry about it. The mohawk's rocking it.
Go slap that razor out of her head. Her hand.
Well,
You normalized it too much. You have to make it like, okay, I'm just worried because... I mean, it's a faux hawk now instead of a mohawk.
Illinois man allegedly put sewing needles in...
More like Illinois man.
Illinois.
Oh, God, Marie.
Avoid the noise, bro.
Shut up, Marie.
What?
Illinois, both of them, man allegedly put sewing needles in packaged meat.
Well, where else do you store your needles?
A 68-year-old man...
Oh, I got this. One of those little things.
Marie knows what I'm talking about.
That are, like, where you put your needles in. Meat, packaged meat.
Yes, what he said.
Oh, okay. A 16-year-old Illinois man was jailed without bond.
Nice contribution there, D.
Thanks.
Christ counting you.
Yep. D always with the lines. That's why they call her Line D.
Right.
That is what they call me.
A 68-year-old Illinois man was jailed without bond, James Bond, after being accused by federal prosecutors of inserting sewing needles into packaged meat. Just for the hell of it, he said, at a grocery store in his hometown at least 7 times over more than a year.
That kind of gives validity to those old stories of people who have the popcorn balls and put razor blades in them.
Or apples.
That's always been like...
It's just the goddamn safest place to store your razor blades. I'm sorry.
You find that convenient?
You know, I have a lot of razor blades, and if I leave them outside of popcorn balls, I cut myself all the time. It's not my fault that people see my popcorn balls filled with razor blades and assume that they're for eating and take a big old bite.
So this douchebag just decided to put needles inside of fucking, like, steak?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Ronald Aver said one buyer of the boneless chicken roast at Shop and Save store bit into one of the needles, and the needle slipped into a steak stuck another customer. Avers, who made brief court appearances Thursday on 7 tampering counts, each punishable by 10 years in prison and $250,000 in fine.
Now, maybe he was just trying to stitch up the meat.
Yeah, maybe it was broken, and he was trying to put it back together.
He had like a cut, and he was trying to stitch it together.
He was ordered jailed pending a scheduled detention hearing Monday. Every now and then I would stick one in a hamburger. FBI Special Agent Daniel Cook quoted Avers as saying before the man expounded, mostly hamburgers. A couple of times I did one with a roast, maybe a pork chop every now and then. Avers insisted he had no...
Quit admitting to other ones, dude.
Avers...
Just stop.
Avers insisted that he had no justification for such tampering, called it a stupid idea. Unlike
I just kind of felt like it.
Yeah, I was bored. Whatevs.
Yeah.
You never get bored and do stuff like that?
I remember I was bored as a kid, and we had these long stair, like wooden staircases from the foyer up to the upstairs rooms, and I tied like a rope, and in my dumb head as a little kid, I don't even remember this, I imagined people coming up the stairs and tripping and falling forward onto the to the carpeted landing at the top. At no point in my dumb brain did it occur to me that they could trip down the stairs until my brother Aaron did it.
Is that how one of your brothers is in a wheelchair?
Oh, no. Dodge! What did you do?
That's the only reason why.
He's Asian?
Wait, he's so Asian that he has to be in a wheelchair?
Yep. That's how smart he is.
Wow.
Wow.
When you're that, you have that much power going to your brain, it just takes away from your legs.
That's crazy. It was that kind of a condition.
Dutch, I don't
that's how it works.
No, that's how it works.
Look at Stephen Hawking, smartest guy in the world.
You're
he
not,
can't function a thing on his body.
You're not telling you.
Professor Xavier, same thing.
By the way, right now, yeah. Sean has the Robbie Sinclair from Dinosaurs haircut. Anyone will get that notice. It's the, see, thank you. Someone got it. That's all. One person got it. Worth it.
I have no idea what that is.
We'll do this for the fans.
You do it for the fans?
Yeah, by the way, Renee, in the chat, Maul is saying that eyebrows are overrated.
Hey! Take them off. No!
Yeah, dude, that's the new thing, though.
Like, not having eyebrows is, like, the cool thing.
That's definitely a new thing.
Shh, Renee's working.
And they grow back fast. It's fun.
Yeah, eyebrows grow. And, you know, eyelashes,
they grow back,
too.
Like, you know, bushier.
Trim your eyelashes. You don't need those to keep dust out of your eyes. And rip all his nose hairs out.
And trim his arm hairs while you're at it. His armpits are just getting out of control.
They are. No, that is true. I was telling Sean all about this.
Leave my beautiful golden hair alone.
Wait,
trim your pits, dude.
He has like pube hairs growing
out
of his armpits.
Yeah, he has really.
His pits?
He has really. No,
his armpit hair is insane.
His armpit hair is redonk. He has redonk armpit hair.
Did you guys trim yours? I trim my armpit hair. I shave, obviously, but I trim it to an extent because mine will get crazy long if I don't.
Yeah, I trim
Sean
my armpit
can
hair.
Braid his right now.
Yeah, you can.
Dude, you got to take care of that.
Shave it.
I mean, I know the all-natural look is very popular, but...
With hipsters, you don't want to be a hipster, Sean.
Do you want to be a Frenchman?
Sometimes.
No. The answer is no. You don't want to be a Frenchman.
Oui.
No one wants that. Not even the French.
We.
So, am I supposed to play this Obama singing fancy or
yes,
what?
Yes, if you'd like to, that would be fantastic.
All right.
It's the great good Obama. Come on! It's Obama, Obama.
So, of course, someone sent me Obama singing. Singing Iggy Azalea's Fancy because I'm supposed to be performing Iggy Azalea
he's trying to upstage
in 2 days.
He heard about it. Obama heard about it.
So this is
Obama and Marie have had this rivalry going
years.
For 8 years now.
Years.
I've been voting against him for years, and since I lost the battle, I've been, you know, winning
the war
on Iggy Azalea's Fancy. So
by the way, real quick, sorry, before we go into that, like real quick. One of the funniest things to me, I don't know why, but it was the night of the election when Obama got reelected. Marie was so fucking pissed. Like, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen because we happened to be on the air like the night of the results.
You didn't do anything.
And I've never seen Marie was like sad and angry and irritated all at the same time.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And yes. And yes.
So go ahead.
Well, guys, this is what your president has been reduced to. It's
I know I'm a little late. I love you back. First things first. I'm the realist. Drop this. And the whole world. Feel it. And I'm still in this murder business. I can put you down. Like I'm giving lessons in physics. Right. You should want to bet. Bitch. Like this. Drop it. And pick it up just
when
like
did he
this.
Say bitch?
I don't know.
Goose cup. Chris. I feel something. Worth half a ticket. On my wrist. Take all the drinkers straight. Never face that. Never rooftop. We bring an 88 back. Where the drinks in. Where the bass in. Champagne spilling. You should taste that. I'm so fancy.
Is this the Jimmy Kimmel bit?
No.
Oh, I don't know. It is.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's been doing this for a while. Except his is a lot better than that because he actually gets clips in. Equals amount, the same volume.
Oh, my God. Suck Jimmy Kimmel's dick.
Yeah, seriously.
At this point, the fact he does that bit. So.
Subscribe and
So
I forgot that earlier we were talking about Fallon, so I thought we'd been talking about him a lot. But
what I don't,
Jimmy's
good contribution again there, D. You're stellar tonight.
What I don't,
thank you, Judge. I appreciate it.
I don't appreciate from that video that they cut it off before they got to the next line.
They probably had a trouble finding lines where Obama was saying "who dat, who dat."
No, he says it all the time. Like that's his go-to thing now.
Yeah.
Can you put your head? Can you put your headphones on Connor real quick? I want to talk to him.
Well, she walked away, so you can't talk to him.
Oh, hold on. But I believe John just popped online, so let me see
if
he will join
da,
us.
Da,
ah,
da,
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 da, da,
mom, 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 mommy, mommy.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
How's it going, John?
What about Bob, bro?
Well, I'll have you know, we are shaving Sean's hair into a mohawk as we speak.
That is fucking awesome.
Yep.
He's the only person I know that can pull one off.
It's true, because he has that little widow's peak going down the front of his forehead.
Yeah, I can pull it off. Everything's about you.
I'm a middle child of a large family.
Oh, no shit. You're showing off with your no foreskin earlier, talking about how pretty you are. Talking about your childhood mishaps.
Were you really talking shit the fact that you don't have foreskin?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God, dude.
Ew. Gross. Demon seed.
There's nothing wrong with foreskin.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
Ew.
Do you realize why the foreskin, that prevents diseases?
It does.
So I'm less susceptible to get diseases on cock.
My foreskin brother, John. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm susceptible to things, too. So.
Have you guys docked?
Me and John, we can't. One person has to not have foreskin.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be me and Dutch.
And John and Sean.
John and Sean.
Sean, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Dutch, you want to dock at the live event?
That's what I say about penises.
Oh, oops, wrong one.
You want to dock at the live event, Dutch?
He touched my penis with his penis.
No.
Dutch, I don't know if you're ever going to get another opportunity like that.
What's wrong with Royce's dick? What do you got against his dick?
It's not the lack of opportunity is the reason why I don't want to do it, Marie.
You don't want my aunt eater dick to go over your smooth dick and then it just...
No, I don't want this at all.
It'll envelop it.
Dude, it's epic. It's a live event. It's two radio hosts. One has foreskin.
We have plenty of other things to get to before...
I don't think... This is number one.
Our live event is 4 hours long. We have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. It's only 3 hours long.
It's from...
1 to 4.
Well, it's 1 to 4.
Yeah, but we're going to be there like all morning, so... Really, it's like all day.
Yeah, so 24-hour podcast.
So Dutch...
No, it's
Dutch,
not...
Let's put it in the maybe column.
No.
Put it in the maybe column!
Just pencil it in. You're
he
not
doesn't like the,
anything in.
He doesn't just, like the way I say
put,
giraffe.
Just put tentative.
Not
tentative.
You don't say it... You're not...
I don't understand. What did you say wrong?
You guys just, you know, I'm really sick. You know what? You're body shaming me, Dutch, and I don't like it.
Hey, John.
Don't body shame me.
Body shaming him? Yes, Marie. Part
don't body shame me, bro.
I don't know how Marie puts up with it. Why didn't you have him cut this off?
Yes, Marie, go ahead.
Why would I?
Because it's gross.
No. It's
gross. Why is it gross?
It's grosser to cut it off.
No. Have you seen an uncircumcised dick?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, who are you talking to? Hold on. Who are you talking to? Because the answer is yes, everyone on this show. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you get the next question. In person? Yes.
Yes.
Erect? Yes.
Yes.
Around me? Yes.
Yes.
In my mouth? Probably.
Sometimes.
So, yes.
I'm back.
Oh, hey, D.
My child was running wild.
We were just talking about penises.
I wanted you to put headphones on.
We wanted to talk to him, but you walked away.
Oh, we'll do that next time.
He's too wound up.
Settle down. Yeah, it's bedtime, and he's going crazy and getting out of bed and stuff.
He's going cray cray. Okay,
but he would be entertaining to interview sometime.
This mohawk is fucking stellar.
Sean's getting the gel now.
I like it.
Sexy.
You gotta keep it.
Jelly.
You gotta keep it.
I don't.
You gotta keep it.
You were gonna ask me something.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you had any more John thoughts since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah, man, I got a bunch. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be funny. It's more just like mm-hmm. myself and what I'm doing with my life.
John, why are you so sad?
If it's depressing, I don't know.
I don't want to hear depressing, John. I want to hear funny,
you do.
John.
Read it.
Aha, John!
Okay, I mean, they're going to be depressing.
That's fine.
Yeah, but you know what? People will probably find it funny. because I'm depressed.
Producer Dutch, that do makes you have me music? Happy. Do you have music for this?
Yeah, I got it. I got music.
Well, just any music will do. I was thinking REM, Everyone Hurts.
I was going to play Send in the Clowns.
Oh, okay. Works for me.
Hold on. John, yeah, that one's actually kind of fun.
I was
going to
play Shining Men.
Go ahead and just get started when you hear the music, John.
Yeah. All right, so... Oh, goddamn it.
Isn't it rich?
Go ahead.
So, so last week was my niece's birthday. For 1 year old. Uncle John's niece is 1 year old.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Not to cut you off. I thought the whole bit was you just read what you wrote down. You don't set anything up. You just tell it, and then we have to kind of figure it out, right?
Look at you dictating the bit. Just
I don't know. I'm just saying. Isn't that what it was?
Why don't you let John talk? You just got here. We have 8 minutes. Shut up. It's not about you.
John talks.
It's not
about you. Let John talk.
You.
You just let John talk. It's just called John talks.
I'm throwing the script. I'm throwing the script.
No, you don't know radio. Shut up. He's going to get so mad that I said that. He's going to scream at me and yell at me.
The bit is called John Talks, and we let him talk.
Dutch,
is there a tax on breasts now?
Dutch, just think of relaxing giraffes. It'll center you. Go ahead, John.
What if we change it to John Talks with Dutch's commentary?
After watching all these movies, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy twice, and it just got me thinking, like, I'm 30 years old, 31 years old, and what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? Like, everyone's married with kids. I don't have kids. Really awesome jobs, or at least they seem like they're awesome, and I'm still working in retail. Single still. Taking care of an 86-year-old grandma. And am I doing something wrong? Am I an asshole? I don't know.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know what the fuck happened. Like I don't know if I missed
Sounds
my boat.
Normal to me.
It sounds normal to you, because I don't know.
Because like, you're a narcissist, Dutch.
Saying that's a normal thing to be thinking, when you know. But here's the thing: if you're taking care of your grandmother and you're kind of putting your life on hold to take care of family, that's admirable. That's fine, dude.
Yeah, very admirable.
Oh, you're very honorable.
But then, plus, like, how
you're
awesome
only focusing on people that are like happy. Like, I'm fucking miserable. I'm single and alone. My job doesn't pay me very well, and I have got a child. My husband left me. I'm alone. So, I mean, you're pretty good. At least you can do like what you want.
Oh, you're so gonna good. Fuck at the live event.
I can't wait.
She's talking to John.
I know.
But then it got to me thinking, how awesome are the new Doritos chips? Those gigantic ones that like are buffalo
sweet
and
chili
ranch.
Ones? Oh,
the other ones.
The ones that are stuffed.
Oh my God.
Had those.
Those ones are even better sauce. It's pretty much a mozzarella stick, like breaded Doritos.
Remember those the Dorito inflated or like the puffed Dorito chips?
Those things that taste like hot garbage.
Yeah, what do you guys remember that? Where they like inflated them? Oh no!
Yes,
Doritos
yes.
3D.
3D.
They called it.
Yeah,
they were
terrible. More like awful. Three dumps.
What does that even mean?
Three Dorito, three
it's
dimensional.
It's not a flat chip. It's an inflated chip, and like put air into it.
It was awful, but
terrible.
I don't know. Like
Doritos,
I have a nice car.
You don't really have to mess with it. It's going well.
I look nice, I think, and I don't know what's going on.
All right, good talk.
Yeah, man, that was really.
I feel like the John talks has been the same every week, and it's all just been John being depressed. John, why are you so sad?
You need a blowjob, buddy?
No. We didn't do one last week, so I kind of tossed that one, and then there was this one. Man. Yeah,
save all of them.
But okay. Well, I think I still got it. I didn't take out the garbage yet.
Oh, okay. You should do that.
But yeah, I should. But I promise next week there will be...
Anywho.
Don't promise anything. I mean, just do what feels, you know...
Do the do.
D has a good point. John, you've been sad. You've been a sad panda for a while.
Sad
panda. I really
panda.
Have been.
You've been a sad panda because your job won't let you go to the live event. And we know that, you know, we tried to do the OK Cupid thing, which... wasn't
you don't
as
have any
good
big boobies in your face.
Wasn't as good radio as it was just, you know, you working hard at it. But how's that going, buddy?
I mean, I still get people sending me like, "Oh, hey, why don't you pick me up some crawfish?" I'm like, "What the fuck's a crawfish?"
Are people just placing food orders for you?
No, but seriously, like, if anything, not for nothing, we should just read the here. Let me read a message that someone fucking sent me on OKCupid.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
All right, we're just going from John Talks to minutes. OK Stupid. Let's go. Let's do the John bits.
Why? Does something come on after the show?
The red show.
Just the red show.
Some other guys.
They get very ornery when we go over time.
Who are they again?
They get very horny when we go over time.
They get very ornery when they're black people in their neighborhoods. I mean, they're not level-headed people, so.
They're very grumpy guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a bunch of curmudgeons.
They're just a bunch of curmudgeons.
Shut up, yeah. D.
Like, listen to the red show next. They're hilarious.
Like all these messages I get from these, like Nikki Skyler 8. It's a match. And I go, yeah, it's a mat. Yeah. So and then there was this one girl that seemed all right. She's like, oh, I'm like diving and floor. Yeah. It's like, hey, Divers Direct. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be not living down from California, but I'm going to be diving around here. Maybe we can meet up. I'm like, OK, sweet. Like, hey, I haven't dived in Florida, like something local, maybe the Keys. I don't know. And then this one girl, Brooklyn, girl?
Hold on, you're throwing a whole lot of things out. You're giving like the start of a conversation, but like, what was the ending on any of those?
There was none.
I always end it. I'm like,
they trail off.
Like this one girl was like, hey, and I go, hi, and then her response was, how was your Wednesday? And I go,
oh, I hate going those okay.
It's going okay so far, and that's it. Nothing.
Well, John, you have to like. Yeah, always
you have
put
to
a
ask question back. When she gives two questions, you can't just give three answers and then no question back. It's got to be a back and forth. She can't be. It's not like you're on a witness stand.
If
and
you
she's
don't
asking,
keep,
yeah,
the
be like, oh, I read your profile.
That's
I
on
have
you.
This in common.
Yeah, dude,
like that.
You got to keep the conversation going. She throws a question. Yeah, you got to throw one back.
Yeah, a girl's gonna bail when you don't ever ask her a question.
Because it's all about the girl, really. As long as you if everything you said was a question, you'd probably be married at this point.
Right.
And then this is great because I've had several of these like ones that are like no matches whatsoever. And it just seems like a bot. I got one from Nicolette33X. You seem fun. Smiley face. And guess what? The user disabled their account. So what the hell? They're fucking sending me shit. I can't respond back.
All right, guys, we're wrapping up. We got to start.
Look how beautiful Sean looks.
All right, Sean's haircut apparently turned into rainbow wig.
That's actually the finished product. It's really impressive what Renee can do.
How did Renee do a dye job like that?
How did you grow hair with a Flowbee?
Carefully?
She's amazing.
Wow. I look spectacular, don't I? Look, I can fiddle with my hair.
Yeah, he does look.
Bat my eyes at Dutch if I look at the camera just right.
Hey, Juddy, if you hate the show, then don't listen.
Don't listen. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, God, it's Juddy. Yay. Hey, Juddy, how about this? How about I stay on longer and punish your friends on the Red Show because you're a dick. You want to be a dick? I'll be a dick. I'm sick of why
is he no. We have 1 minute of Hippo Juice. We should ban Juddy.
Oh, that's right. No, I want Juddy banned.
No. Dennis, handle that, bro.
I want Juddy banned until the Red Show starts.
No.
For
I don't like
60
that.
Seconds, I want this motherfucker out of my goddamn chat room.
Listen, I don't like the idea of banning people just because they have opinions.
All right, then just give them a temporary kick.
Maybe I'll say nigger more so you feel more comfortable.
Royce. Whoa, that's accurate.
I wasn't banning him because he disrespected our show. I was banning him just because.
All right, guys.
Just cuz.
All right, guys. Listen to the Red Show up next. There you go. And make sure to go to the live event, like we said, this Saturday, yes. Montclair, New Jersey.
Are the Red guys coming to that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Probably.
Are they?
Probably not.
Well, I know at least Footer lives up in the New York
I
area.
He lives in Florida.
We should go over so we can ask them.
All right, guys. Take it. All right, guys. Stay tuned to the Red Show. Play us out, guys.
That's what happened. Maybe us.